Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and Hannah Stanley filling in for Wendy. Wendy will be back a week from today. What if, this is a hypothetical situation, this is just a parallel universe, Hannah, what if there was a parallel world where you didn't have to get any Kardashian news? Wouldn't that be something?
I don't say their names.
Nothing about the Kardashians could filter your way. Well, now that dream is a reality thanks to James Shamsi. He is a startup advisor, a growth hacker, and creator of CardBlock. That's a new app that makes it so you don't have to hear anything about the Kardashians. James, if you don't win the Nobel Prize this year, something's very wrong.
Yeah, the reaction's been good for me.
All right, go to the beginning of this. What exactly happened that made you think up something so miraculous?
Yeah, sure. So I was on Facebook, and there was an earthquake. I can't remember where it was exactly at the moment, but it was a really bad one. And I had a lot of friends around there at the time. And so I was on Facebook and Twitter and everything, trying to look up some news and stuff. And all I could see was news about Kylie Jenner's lip challenge.
Yeah.
And also, I think Kim released a selfie book or something. And it was a bit ridiculous to me that instead of actual news being covered, all I could see was their lips and their butts. And so I was like, yeah, this needs to be fixed. And so CardBlock was born. And that was basically designed just to, you know, get rid of all the nonsense about them. And kind of the bigger vision is to replace it with charity links and with links to news that isn't being covered enough by mainstream media. That's kind of how it happened.
Well, I was thrilled when I first saw this and thought, clearly someone has answered the prayers of millions.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond the fact that you've blocked this family whose name shall not be mentioned.
Oh, you don't want to even say their
name.
It's
very Harry
right.
Potter to me. I will not say their name on the air. But I loved the fact that what you've done could be replicated for other things for people. So let's say somebody has a PTSD type trigger that they want to eliminate that. Can we apply this to other things?
For sure, yeah. I've talked to a few companies that want to do that and kind of just want help pushing that out. And there's lots of ways that you can do it. I mean, you can apply it to parents and children as well with, like, ketones and everything. You can do a lot of stuff. I mean, you can just replace or delete content, whether it's, like, porn or something like that. It has uses beyond that. I mean, it's kind of like AdBlock, but for content. It has huge, huge uses. And there's definitely a few companies that I'm talking to at the moment that want to build that out, more so geared towards the family crowd.
James, how long has CardBlock, how long has this app been up and running? How long have you had it?
It's been up, I think it's been about 3 months now.
Yeah.
And we're still trying to get the kinks out so that we can get it to replace the content with charity links, because that's much harder, and it's also hard to get publishers to talk about it as well, because obviously they're going to lose some traffic. So it's really difficult getting word out there and getting a team together for it. But yeah, that's the bigger vision for it at the moment.
What platforms is it currently available on?
So currently, you can get it on Google Chrome as an extension, and we're also working on the mobile app version as well.
And what I forgive me for this because I'm not as tech savvy as anyone else on the planet, but what does it do? Does it just find the word that Hannah doesn't like mention, but the last name of these girls? Does it just find that word, and as soon as it zeroes in on it, does it just zap a story? Is that kind of what happens?
Exactly that. So it just finds the key terms, and it just takes it off. So it's kind of like AdBlock in how they do it with just taking away ads. Same thing, but with Kardashians.
Yeah.
I just can't get over how much I love this.
This is the best thing that's ever happened ever in the world.
It is.
There are actually some people that got really angry about it.
Like, hey, wait, who's angry and why are people angry about this?
It's just like crazy fans of the Kardashians. Like I had one guy, I was midway through doing an interview with someone, and I get a call from this person telling me they found my house address, and tells me my address as well. And then says, you have a curfew of 8 p.m., be ready. And so we're like, what do we do?
Yeah.
I mean, our solution was, you know, call the police, but they couldn't do anything about it. So then we were like, well, let's invite some friends over and tell everyone to bring their own knives or something so we can change the car for ourselves. So that ended up happening.
Wow.
That's been interesting. Yeah.
So you were physically threatened over an ad that blocks news reports about a particular family that is considered famous for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they called up, told the address, like, exactly right. I was just like, yeah, be home at 8 p.m. So it was an experience for sure.
That's terrible. That's
awful.
Wow,
it's like, be by the bike racks at 3 o'clock. How very grade school.
Wow.
All right. We've also noticed that you have a formula for going viral, which seems ironic that you're blocking a family that goes viral with every wink of their eye.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a formula to it. I've done a lot of different campaigns as well, like with Free the Nipple, Help Them. I've done a few PR stunts as well. And really, all you need to do is, all I do is I look at what's trending in the news and then kind of find a way to exploit that. So the Kardashians are always trending, unfortunately. At the time, like my last thing was this app that props puppies into your profile pictures. Mm-hmm. So that if you're on Tinder, Tinder's a dating app, as you guys might know. If you've got a picture of a puppy with you on Tinder, you're going to get more swipes. And so I saw there was lots of articles about Tinder that month. So I was like, right, need to find a way to grow attack that. Because every month I have a goal of getting myself and my company on the news, because that's all I'm about teaching people how to go viral. And so, yeah, created this app, and you can just easily crop pictures of puppies into your profile pictures and can get more swipes. So, yeah, it's good fun. You seem to look at what's going on in the news currently and just kind of find a way to exploit that.
So on a day like today, let's just take this day, for example, James. If you wanted something to go viral to get the attention of the world on the internet, what would it surround today?
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually working on two things right now. Obviously, I can't tell what they are completely in case someone steals the idea.
All right.
But yeah. Star Wars is one thing right now, which is very easy to drive traffic to. So you always want to think about the journalists, and they always have goals for getting clicks. And so they'll only choose topics that are currently in the news and getting lots of clicks. So, Star Wars is one. Another one is ways that people exploit social media, mostly Instagram models. Mm-hmm. So that's something that can be done there as well, which I'm going to push out very shortly. A great thing is if you go on Facebook and just look on the top right in the trending section, as much as my heart dies a little inside when I see just the nonsense that's there, it's a great little resource to see how you can find different ways to go viral.
Okay, so what we need to now do is figure out how to insert lightsabers into all of our Tinder pictures.
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, not quite. This one includes puppies. That's all I can say. Puppies and Star Wars.
Puppies and Star Wars.
James, the thing that I've noticed of late on the computer, and I'll be honest with you, I fall for it almost every day, is there'll be some story about something, like it'll say, child stars that got really ugly, and then it'll always say this. This is the part that hooks you. Number 16 will make you wet your pants or something, and you go, well, I got to see what number 16 is then.
Right.
But then it never makes me wet my pants.
That's a tactic a lot of us use. That's one of the really low ones, though. I prefer just creating fun content. It's actually good because number 16 or all that, usually not very good.
No, it doesn't work.
My life has never changed.
Are you okay on time, James? Because I want to talk to you about a person who kind of doesn't exist. Can we talk about Sarah with you in a little bit?
For sure, yeah.
All right. We'll come back, find out who Sarah is. Number 12 will astonish you. It's Bill Leff along with Hannah Stanley on WGN.
10.
Sarah.
It's Bill Leff along with Hannah Stanley, who's filling in for Wendy Snyder. Wendy will be back a week from today. James Shamsie is on the line with us. James is a genius, in my opinion. He's the creator of CardBlock. It's an app where you don't have to hear any idiotic news about the Kardashians in any way, shape, or form. It's available
You
don't even have to see it. They just get rid of it. James, who is Sarah? Explain to us who Sarah is, please.
Sure. So Sarah was a little social experiment I did on my LinkedIn. So I use LinkedIn as a means to contact journalists quite a lot. I created this fake LinkedIn account of Sarah, who's a very attractive lady. And the reason I do that is because whenever I want to make contacts and do outreach, chances are most people will reject the LinkedIn invite because they don't know who I am, and it's just weird. But if you set up as an attractive girl, they'll accept it. And it's really helpful because when you're trying to plant your stories out there in the media, you need to get those journalist contacts in. And I also use it for new business development as well, because you can get email addresses as well. And it was super interesting because what happened was, when building her profile, obviously gave her an attractive name and an attractive picture, and set up a basic bio of her. I think it was, she was an HR assistant at H&M, and only had been in work for, I think, 2 or 3 months. But what happened was she actually ended up getting offers from really big companies. I won't say their names in case I get sued or anything, but
right.
They're one of the leading crowdfunding companies, and a few really big retailers as well, reached out to her and sent her messages. And you have to bear in mind, all these recruiters were guys. Reached out and sent her messages, giving her job offers for things that she was clearly not qualified for. I mean, these were like social media jobs and stuff. And she had never worked in social media, and she had only been in the in working life for a few months, and that was in HR. It's ridiculous. And then more than that, she also got really creepy messages as well. Funny thing is, because I wrote this LinkedIn article on it, and it got spread around.
Yeah.
One of the guys that was in there actually saw the article, so I had to block out his name. But it was a very, very interesting little thing, yeah.
Would that kind of be considered catfishing?
To an extent. So when emailing them, I would use my real name.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would be different. So it would be me introducing myself via the fake email, being like, hey, I want to introduce you to James, he's doing this. So it's not catfishing to the extent where, like, I'm not asking to meet up or anything, or not really. The only point of contact they have with them is the one email, which is just introing me.
So what do you learn from this? Because I'm trying to figure out, this doesn't surprise me at all, that mm-hmm. the general public, upon not knowing who exactly they're dealing with, would rather deal with an attractive woman than a responsible journalist such as yourself. They just go, I'll just talk to the beautiful woman. Why wouldn't I offer a job, send her a note? But what do you learn from this as you look over this? What do you gain from this?
Yeah, so I mean, the first thing is people suck. The second yep. thing is yep. Definitely making your LinkedIn and stuff more presentable. I mean, I know lots of guy friends, for instance, that have ridiculous profile pictures for their LinkedIn and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is, for me as a growth hacker, it's that using that account makes it really easy to push stuff out. But I mean, yeah, that's not really my sphere to know how to handle these situations. Just something I noticed, which is, yeah, really, really sucky.
Yep, yep. But be honest with me, James, you're not surprised by this, are you?
No. I am surprised at the job offers, though. That's not one thing that I expected. I was expecting, you know, the more replies and stuff and the more accepted invites. But the job offers, no. Because it's just so ridiculous. Given her background and completely unrelated industries, that was something I didn't expect at all.
And the part where she doesn't exist. Like, normally if you're hiring somebody, you do a background check and find out from other people what she's like and what she's like to work with. But
exactly.
In this case, she doesn't exist.
Where did you get this picture?
Oh, one of my friends. She allows me to use it.
Because
I tell her about all these things that I do, yeah.
That's crazy, James. And would you please tell your friend that there's a job here at WGN Radio if she's interested? Because we'd like to offer her one. Wow. All right, how can people, if people want in on this card block app of yours, which prevents you from getting any Kardashian news, is there a way for them to do that, James?
Yeah, just head to cardblock.com. So that's CardBlock.com.
That's how easy it is. Well, continued success to you, James. You've got a lot of good ideas out there. There's no doubt about it. So keep them coming.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. That's James Shamsi, who is revolutionizing the internet. Sometimes by lying, sometimes by blocking Kardashian news from us. Either way, I'm fine with it. We'll take a quick break. We'll give you the real news and then a lot more show ahead. It's Bill Leff and Hannah Stanley in for Wendy Snyder on WGN.